says, in consonance with the Department of the Navy's early release program to effect officer strength reductions, references A and B, establish your eligibility for release from active duty. If you desire such release, orders will be issued setting a release date of 31 March 1973, the next date on which a group of officers are being released in accordance with this program. Chief of Naval Personnel appreciates your Congress Naval Service success and future endeavors. This has been going on, proceeding apace. Now, somebody has sabotaged it somewhere. If, in fact, somebody did do this, in the midst of all this, David took it upon himself to go in and talk to Campbell. And I don't know what he discussed with Campbell, but apparently out of that came a decision that he would not go out till the Hawaii Barrier to talk to Campbell. No, I haven't yet, because I just found this out. Apparently, what happened? But at least you have to find out is that David.
we have told Scott not to raise it this morning. It isn't something that you ought to be commenting on at this stage of the event. And Scott will not mention it, and I wanted you to know that. And if somebody else brings it up for any reason, if I were you, I would just finesse it very quickly. I know something in the news summary on it this morning, but it's not anything that's crossed my desk, and I wouldn't have anything to say at this time about it. Now, we're gonna have a meeting with Mitchell and the shakers and movers on this morning. Yeah. So it's under control, but after the leadership, I'll well, our feeling is we ought to use every effort to throw sand in their eyes, to frustrate the damn thing, to get it amended, to apply to other political campaigns, to get into John Kennedy's political campaign, and so on and so forth. There are a whole bunch of options that we've got a working group working on. If we can broaden it. See, the way they drafted the resolution is very narrow and applies only to this campaign and only to certain specified charges.
Specified in a way that it says harassment, so it seems to me that and even this you could certainly have some rough stuff.
Could if we had the votes, it'll be 3-2 on the committee. So, we'll get our heads together.
I don't see how much we would destroy
that. The Senate's got a vote on the scope of the inquiry and so on, and the hope is that we can get some amendments in there to broaden the scope, and that you get some of the Southerners to come along and argue that in a matter of fairness, you don't want this to appear to be a slashing partisan attack on the president. If this is really a bona fide inquiry, why then it ought to apply to all these abuses, regardless of what campaign it came in, and so on and so forth. Now, I don't know whether, with the mood of the Senate being what it is, whether we're going to get any place or not.
of that subject. How many times do you think the president spoke? He said, why, many times, I don't know exactly how many, but many times.
You see, I want us to, I mean, the thing to do is to make a great ask. It's in a way, the point is to sometimes